Ember brought her sword down without warning, and her aim was true. Her blade whistled through the air, hitting its mark and smoothly halving her adversary. Her enemy might only have been a curdle she'd outgrown and put to use by stuffing it with straw. Even so, the curdle now lay in pieces, and bits of golden debris floated in the air around Ember as if celebrating her victory. With a yelp of joy, she twirled around, brandishing her sword. She held up the blade, letting its surface catch the sunlight. She was pleased, not only because she destroyed her poppet, but also because her success meant she'd given her weapon the care it needed. Her sword was bright and sharp. The blade showed no signs of rust, though she had to keep it hidden in the small niche she dug in this hollow, where it couldn't be fully protected from the elements. Ember brought the sword up once more and swung it down in a broad arc as her body turned, following the path of the blade. The effortless stroke ended abruptly when her sword met resistance. The sound of steel on steel rang in her ears a moment before the shock of impact jolted up her arm. "I thought I'd find you here." The familiar voice made Ember's shriek of horror transform to one of delight. Though his clothing had changed, Alistair Hart had not. His ebony curls still shone in the sun and his eyes still rivaled the spring sky. She began to lower her sword, but Alistair stepped forward. His blade rasped, pressing into hers and forcing her to push back. He smiled at her. "Tisk, don't lower your defenses, Em. Is that how you'd respond to an ambush?" "But..." Ember's brow knit together. She couldn't believe he was here. "We'll have a proper reunion after you've shown me that you've been practicing," Alistair said, glancing at the remnants of the poppet. "It's a bit more of a challenge when your adversary can fight back." His blue eyes shone with mirth that made Ember want to laugh, but she gritted her teeth. With a twist of her wrist, she knocked Alistair's sword away and struck. He dodged, deftly wielding his blade to parry her swing. Ember met his blow and pushed their swords up so she could aim a kick at Alistair's stomach. Catching her sudden movement, Alistair tried to jump back, but not quickly enough. He grunted as her heel dug into his gut. Doubling over, he stumbled away. Ember cried out, dropping her sword.
"Oh, Alistair, I'm sorry," she ran to him. "I got carried away."
His shoulders were shaking and she gripped them, leaning down in hopes of peering at his face.
"I didn't mean to hurt you."
When he looked up, grinning, she stomped her foot. His body shook not with pain, but with laughter.
"You're horrid."
Ember's cheeks were hot with embarrassment. "I thought I'd hurt you."
"Only my ego, sweet Ember," Alistair said, still laughing. "Fortunately, my stomach can withstand a gentle kick."
Ember winced at the word gentle. She certainly hadn't meant to be gentle.
"I'm impressed," Alistair continued. "You have been practicing."
Though she wanted to stay cross with him, Ember couldn't help but smile.
"I have. If I don't sneak out to this hollow, I'll be forced to spin. I hate spinning."
Her fingers twitched at the thought. She didn't mind the calluses that made her hands rough from gripping her sword's hilt, but she resented the blisters that covered her fingers after the tedium of carding wool and pulling thread from a wheel. With a sigh, Ember turned to rescue her blade from the dirt where she dropped it. But Alistair took her arm and pulled her back.
"Have you forgotten already?" he asked with an impish smile. "Now that you've proven yourself, it's time to welcome me home."
Ember laughed and threw herself into his open arms. He crushed her into his chest so she couldn't draw a breath, but Ember didn't care. She had missed Alistair every day since he'd left the marches. He was the only person who would know to look for Ember in the hidden glen. the only person she trusted with her secrets. The one who'd secreted a sword into her possession and helped her learn how to use it. In this last year, his absence had meant she had no sparring partner and no one to reassure her that wishing of a life of adventure wasn't a silly dream for a girl.